Welcome back inside the cave. Jeff Bowman, John Roberts with you here. We have a special guest in the studio with us today.
I was trying to get him to chair dance over here. Oh.
Me or him?
Him.
Oh, well. He's here on business.
True.
So, didn't have time for chair dancing.
Okay. No messing around.
No messing around. Let's get right to
That's
it.
That's right. Jeff Bowman, John Roberts. Now we bring in Tim Welbaum. And Tim's from Visiting Angels Senior Home Healthcare. And but we're here to talk a bit about the Vets March to End Alzheimer's.
Yes. Thank you, Jeff. I do appreciate it. And John, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to come on to the cave. For anybody who hasn't had the opportunity to come on in here and check out the studio, very cool. He's got jerseys from all around the area of all the local football teams, and you feel the sports theme throughout here, so pretty sweet.
Thank you.
Yeah, so, thanks for having me on. As Jeff said, you know, I'm not only participating in the Vets March to End Alzheimer's campaign, but I'm also the founder, and I do own Visiting Angels Senior Home Care, and as you know, we take care of seniors, and one of the most common, diseases that runs rampant through our senior community is Alzheimer's disease and the many different forms of dementia. So, of course, naturally, as a home care owner, you very quickly realize that Alzheimer's disease is a nasty disease, and it's something that, you know, you need to learn a lot about. So I was a new owner back in 2017. I come from the military and the government side. So this was an eye opener for me. You know, I've dealt with it in the family with my grandmother, but I've never seen it over and over, you know, and to know that we have so many throughout our community suffering, and not just the individual or loved one suffering with the disease, but the entire family is what it takes to take care of that loved one. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you guys are aware, but 1 in 3 seniors will actually develop and pass away with Alzheimer's disease or some form of dementia. So you could obviously see how important this needs to be to all of us, and not just our senior community, but, you know, we're looking out for multiple generations here, right on down to my 3 and 5-year-old, because we don't want them, having to worry about mom and dad getting this disease.
Sure.
So that's why I'm here today. In 2018, we founded the Vets March to End Alzheimer's campaign, working with Marsha Oberleiter, who is the chair of the Walk to End Alzheimer's here in Lenawee County. And we wanted to develop something neat, something different. And what we did was we basically racked our brains and said, hey, what can we add to the table here? And what we found was my partner, Scott Doney, who is the manager at Visiting Angels for my care and clients. He actually, with me, developed this idea that we were going to walk from Adrian, Michigan, military style with a 40-pound ruck on our back, Ooh. All the way to Ann Arbor, Michigan. So for you athletes out there, you could appreciate what it's like to throw maybe 40 pounds on your back, especially as an out-of-shape vet, and then decide one day you're just going to go ahead and walk, from Adrian to Ann Arbor, Michigan. So
you guys went to the VA the first time, right?
No, so the... very first, how we got this whole idea was, hey, look, what are we going to do that's special? So we can ruck march. And ruck march is when you throw that ruck sack on your back and you just go. So we didn't look up the distance. We just said, we're going to march from my office in Adrian, Visiting Angels, all the way to the Alzheimer's Association's Michigan chapter. Mm. And then we looked it up after we opened our big mouths and realized it was 34 and a half miles. Now, with all my high-speed, low-drag military missions, I had never done over 20 miles. So, and that was when I was in shape.
A new boundary.
Oh, yeah. We pushed some boundaries, especially for, my old fart butt now. So poor Scott, he got kind of dragged into this. And, we made some history for us two. And the community welcomed us, with open arms. And they have really supported us. So in 2018, we raised over $68,000, which was able to actually get us within the top 10 fundraisers throughout the entire nation for the Alzheimer's Association.
Great. That's awesome.
2019, we came back, raised over $70,000. So we ended up between the 2 years raising a combined $139,000. And then we took 2020 off. We just felt like, with COVID being so new and so, a world pandemic, right?
Sure.
We didn't feel right asking individuals and, of course, businesses to go ahead and donate. So we took the year off. But then we said, the world's got to get back to doing what we do. Mm-hmm. Alzheimer's disease isn't stopping. we can't be stopping either, especially knowing those stats are 1 in 3. You know, every 60 seconds, somebody in the United States is being diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease or some form of dementia. So we said 2021 is the year. We're coming back bigger than ever. We got to make up for not doing it in 2020. So what did we do? We set a goal at $100,000. Now, that's a big goal, okay? You don't just raise $100,000 without the help of everybody across the community, without family and friends.
Absolutely.
So I'll be honest, we're in a little bit of trouble. I didn't realize, you know, how difficult it would still be here in 2021, you know, with COVID going on.
Sure.
But we all know that with a little bit of sacrifice and maybe $5 here and there, that we could still hit this goal. So, you know, I'm hanging my head in shame right now, and I'm on my knees begging. We need some help. We're at about $12,000 total raised.
Okay.
You know, with 18 and 19 being, you know, that combined $139,000, I really want it this year to be something special, showing that we as a community can come together and can knock it out of the park, even with this COVID still kind of lingering. So what we're asking is if anybody at all feels it in their heart, if you want to help not only our senior community, but your current generation and your kids' generation or grandkids, this is the time to step in. We have advanced so much with the Alzheimer's Association over the last 10 years with research, development, advocacy at the state and federal levels. I mean, this is a disease, just so you're aware of how dangerous it is or how devastating it is. Breast cancer and prostate cancer combined does not kill as many people as Alzheimer's disease does every year. Okay, we're so wrapped around all the cancers, which are still, you know, very
sure,
evil.
Absolutely.
But when you think about combined and how evil those two diseases are of cancer, but you combine them and you still don't even equal how many people are impacted or killed actually by Alzheimer's disease. That's a huge stat. So now our advocacy wing of the Alzheimer's Association is using some of those funds to really push at the state and federal level to increase the budgets. So we're very proud of what's been accomplished so far over the last 10 years with the research and all these wonderful grants that the Alzheimer's Association has given to many of these scientists. But overall, you know, we're looking for help. We are 88,000 short right now. And, you know, but it doesn't take a lot of people to go ahead and, you know, with $5, $10, $20, whatever people can spare. Currently, we're running this little neat thing. I've got about 100 shirts. And it's like one of these shirts I'm wearing right now. They're very comfortable. It's a athletic fit. It says Vets March to End Alzheimer's Disease 2021. It's got the U.S. flag on it, and I've got multiple colors too. And for the first 100 people that make a donation of $50 or more, you're going to go ahead and you're going to get yourself a shirt, as long as you can reach out to me and let me know that, hey, here's my address. Here's where you can send it to.
Okay.
But I would love to get some people these shirts. They are they're one of a kind. And usually it's just myself and the vets that march that get them. But this year we wanted to do something special for the community and anybody willing to help.
Okay. So your walk starts Friday.
Yeah.
2 o'clock in the morning?
2:30. We're sleeping in. So 2:30 a.m. And this year, this is what's so cool. This year, we said, you know, the Alzheimer's Association's Michigan chapter, they combined, and now they're located over in Southfield. So the Ann Arbor chapter is closed. So we said, why don't we go backwards? We're not going to march backwards, by the way. We're just going to. Okay, that would be pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, but
we're gonna start in Ann Arbor, Michigan, right over by the big house.
Okay,
and then we're gonna come all the way back to Adrian, and we will get to my Visiting Angels parking lot at 4 p.m. to kick off our first ever parking lot party with Q95 hosting it. Right, so
yeah,
from 4 to 7 p.m., Q95 is going to be hosting our big parking lot welcome the vets homecoming. And we're going to have cider and donuts. We're going to have a food truck. We're going to have a bouncy house. I'm trying to get a police car down there and a fire truck for the kids. We're going to have, what else? I mean, the vets, so you can come shake our hand. I would love to, you know, maybe use your shoulder to kind of hold me up after doing 34 miles. And we're going to have some fun. And most importantly, with ice cream and everything there, we're hoping to raise some more money. So very excited about that.
But, yeah, so that way it's a great time to head out there too from 4 to 7 to be able to make some donations to be able to help out in person as well. So that's something that's going to be cool. And if you cannot be there,
yes,
go to your Facebook page, right?
Yep, sure. So the Visiting Angels Adrian Facebook page is how you can make a donation right now or anytime you would like. So you go on, just type in Visiting Angels Adrian, and I pinned it. So that means that it's the first post you see. It'll have a link there for the Vets March to End Alzheimer's campaign. And you click that, and your money and donation is going directly to the Alzheimer's Association. But it's crediting our team and getting us much closer, I hope, to that $100,000 goal this year.
Sure. Now, you know, your office is out on North Adrian Highway. Could they also stop in and make a donation?
Yes,
is
that, Monday through Friday, you know, if you can come 9 to 4:30, okay. I can assure you somebody will be in the office.
Be glad to take the donation.
Oh, with too. A smile, with a smile.
So. That's awesome.
Yeah, but this, because then the following weekend is the actual walk here in town. Over to college again, correct?
Yep. It should be the following Sunday. And, you know, we always do our event a week before is the goal. That way we can raise money for the big walk so we can go in as winners.
Sure.
Looking like, hey, you know, we're that much closer to hitting our county goal because we were able to actually accomplish our goal. So very excited. If you can come out to both, fantastic. If you can only make one, you know, just as good. But I hope to see a lot of people. This is our, we had a virtual walk last year with the Walk to End Alzheimer's.
Right.
So this is our, hey, things are opening back up. We want to show the world that we can still do things and survive. So this is our first walk back from the virtual world, and we're hoping to get a big showing again because of how just devastating this disease is to
Absolutely.
Not only the loved one, but also to the family members too.
Absolutely. Now, the first walk, it was just you and Scott, correct?
Yes. Yeah, so we've grown a lot. I think we're up to 5 or 6.
Yeah. John, if you want to help, you can walk some.
I would make it probably 0.34 miles.
Yeah. Well, we have a trail vehicle, so my father, I love him.
Go.
He's actually, he'll be in the trail vehicle, and you know, with the beer, and I mean, I'm just kidding, the Gatorade, and everything we need to survive. So,
but yeah, that is a long walk to figure that you're at 2:30 in the morning.
Yes.
You're starting and getting back to Adrian at 4 o'clock,
and the route is.
Great, you're going to ask me that. So, like every good officer, I rely on my enlisted soldier, Scott, to go ahead and make sure he gets that figured out before we leave.
Well, the one thing I told him, too, when we were talking about
this. I was going to tell people, hey, be careful if you're out there driving at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, that you'd be close to Ann Arbor still at that time. But one thing, he's got to walk through Clinton in the Fall Festival going on. So, you know. You might be able to pick up some crafts or something
there
as you're walking.
Go.
There we
through.
Go. There we go. So bring my cash, is what you're
exactly.
saying. All right. Clinton, I'm coming for you. Watch
That's
out.
Right. That's right. There'll be some vendors out there will
have
be happy.
A jug in hand to collect a little bit of donations.
Yeah,
actually,
yeah. Maybe we can
through.
Throw some coin our way. That'd
there
be fantastic.
You
well, you know, that's a great thought on that, though, because he is going to be calling into both Q95 and WLAN on Friday, giving updates of where they're at. So that might be something kind of cool when you're saying, hey, we're going to be coming through Clinton at X amount of time.
There you go.
Got some donations that they want to give you as you're walking through. That might
love
be
it.
Something.
I love it. Yeah, I appreciate
we can figure
that.
Out when you're talking about where you're at when we get close to Clinton, that might be something to mention.
I don't know if they'll go through Celine or not.
Yeah, we sure will.
Okay, so there you go. WLAN reaches out to
Celine. Oh, yeah, we sure do.
Oh, wow.
Just remind people.
So we'll have to remind Dale and Steve to
whenever, we get updates of where you're at.
Absolutely.
That's right. Not only honk when you drive by, but throw some coin,
throw five out,
some change out the window as well. So,
heck yeah, well, I love it. Hey, can I give you one more statistic?
Sure,
absolutely.
All right, so gentlemen, check this out. So we already know that 1 in 3 seniors will develop and pass away with Alzheimer's disease or some form of dementia, which is very saddening, and that stat is very high because how many of us are sitting in this room right now?
Yeah,
you know, we got three of us right
We're
here. So statistically, statistically, one of us is going to end up with this disease, which is, you know. I'm hoping it's not me, I'll be honest.
Well, we're hoping your work makes it none of us.
That's right, that's right. But here's the even more alarming statistic, okay? I love that I tied in the veteran piece to this.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a combat vet. I've been to Afghanistan and 22 other countries. With that being said, I was a commander over there, and I served with all kinds of wonderful veterans, male and female, that have also come back, just like me, with PTSD or TBI. So PTSD is post-traumatic stress disorder, and we know TBI is traumatic brain injury.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you know, you get injured, you get rocked by a mortar round or a rocket or something, you very easily could get your brain rattled. Okay, just like, you know, in the sports world, you know, the football players are also a huge community that are dealing with this. So with that being said, if you have PTSD or TBI, you have a 2 to 4 times higher chance or increased chance than the already 1 in 3 of developing Alzheimer's or dementia. So that's how scary this is, you know, especially for our veteran community or our sports players that are unfortunately, you know, getting those concussions. Boom. All of a sudden now your chances are even higher than 1 in 3. So very scary stuff. And that's why we need to take a stand today, why we really need to send whatever we can in to try to help us reach our goal. So this money not only stays local in the community, but also goes towards those important research projects. You know, the Alzheimer's Association puts on free resources in the community. They have a free 24/7 helpline that you can go on the website at alz.org. So like ALZ, like the first three letters of Alzheimer's. And that is an awesome site. It'll tell you things like all the free resources in your community. Again, the phone number you could call in if you're trying to learn more about the disease, or maybe a loved one was just diagnosed and you don't really understand what it is. Or it could be telling you about support groups. You know, local support groups are awesome for figuring out what the disease is.
Sure.
Because people show up who either have the disease and they're at different stages of dementia or Alzheimer's, or they might be a loved one who's been helping out a loved one or you know, a family member who's suffering from it, and they show up, and now you can ask them questions and you can learn together. And that's, I think, one of the most powerful things, is to have a free support group in your community. So now that things are, you know, hopefully starting to open back up, you know, we can get those going again, because they were a huge part of helping out the local community. So.
Well, again, Tim Welbaum from Visiting Angels and the Vets to March to End Alzheimer's. We appreciate you coming in, Tim, and talking a little bit about it. And, you know, we'll be following you on Friday. Appreciate it. And enjoy the walk.
Enjoy.
I know you've been working hard leading up to this.
Yeah, we've been out 3 times now.
So, yeah, it's going to be
that experience will kick in.
Yeah, fun one. But, again, I know the party in the parking lot, so get out there from 4 to 7 on Friday and help where you can, and we appreciate you coming in, and good luck with it, too.
Yeah, Jeff and John, thank you so much, and God bless you both for letting me on today.
God bless you. Good
appreciate
luck.
It. And we'll be back. We've got a little Lions talk when we get back. And
there we go.
Tim's going to cross the hallway and go talk with Eric in a minute.
Okay.
So we'll be back with more here. 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.